God is bringing his people together all over the world. Inspired by the coronavirus pandemic that had us distancing and fearful of gathering, we delivered his word where we physically could not go. I miss terribly the saints in Uganda, Kenya, Canada, and other parts of the world where God has enabled me to minister, but I am excited that we could assemble, share his word, and see each other virtually. I started this lesson for young people in Kenya and thought it was for them only. I came to realize that it was for many, young and old, in the body of Christ and for those who are yet to know him. People the world over have had a journey similar to Joseph's. I, too, can relate to Joseph on many levels. I hope my sharing his story will help generations to come to see triumph in the things they have suffered, that they, like Joseph, can say, "You thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good to bring to pass as it is this day to save much people alive." Genesis chapter 50, verse 20. Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, thank you for this day. This is the day that you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Father God, for how you are gathering your people together all over America, Canada, Kenya, and other parts of the world. You are moving among your people even now. Let your Holy Spirit take control. Have your way during this time. God, we give you praise and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. It is good for you. It might not be obvious to you now, but whatever you are going through, God is working things out for your good. Joseph is one of my favorite characters in the Word of God. He is introduced in Genesis 37. To understand his story more fully, one must understand some things about his lineage. He is the 11th of Jacob's 12 sons and the first son of Jacob's second wife, Rachel. Joseph's father, Jacob, was the son of Isaac and the grandson of Abraham. God called Abraham out of the idolatrous land of Ur and established a covenant with him. Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. His faith was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. James chapter 2, verse 23. Today, Abraham is recognized as the patriarch of all the world's major one-God religions. Jacob had a twin brother named Esau. Esau was the firstborn of the twins, and thus the rightful heir of God's promise to their father, Isaac, and their grandfather, Abraham. Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 3, 15, 1, 21. In a moment of weakness and through his mother's shrewdness, Esau surrendered his birthright to Jacob, and Jacob became heir to the promise of special blessings. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 9. God later changed Jacob's name to Israel. Genesis chapter 32, verse 28. The blessings of God did not stop with Jacob. It continued with his sons, and as you will see, God's blessings especially flowed to Joseph. Character matters. Joseph was around 17 years old when he appeared in Genesis 37. One day, he was feeding the flock with his brothers, the sons of his father's wives, Bilhah and Zilpah. Joseph brought his father an evil report about his brothers. Genesis 37, 2. It might seem then that Joseph was a bit of a tattletale, a snitch. Today, especially among young people, snitch is an unenviable label with negative connotations. The scripture, however, points to Joseph's good character. Character makes a difference. It is who we are. Reputation is who people say we are. It can be overcome. Character, on the other hand, is who we really are. It is the essence of what we see when we look at ourselves in the mirror. The scripture shows early on that Joseph had good character. When he saw his brother's bad behavior, he reported it to his father. Sometimes we must decide if we are going to separate ourselves from people who are doing wrong, or if we are going to stand up and say, "No, I'm not doing that." To stand up, we must, like Joseph, have good character and know who we are.